Chandu, the magician.
Attention, time change. Listen at the close of today's episode for an important announcement of our new time. You'd better act quickly if you want to get Chandu's mystifying Assyrian money changer trick. Yes, if you send right away, tonight, you can get this thrilling magic trick for just 25 cents in coin. 1/4 and a White King granulated soap box top, or 3 Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers, mailed to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Listen. You take a penny from your pocket or handbag and lay it on the table. Cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So coot, you say. Now lift the block, and behold, in place of your penny, there's a silver dime. Here's an amusing pocket trick for you men, an entertaining party trick for you ladies, and a trick with which you boys and girls can mystify all your young friends. Just send a quarter and a White King soap box top, or 3 Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers to Chandu, C-H-A-N-D-U, Los Angeles 21. Be sure to send for your money changer tonight. Frank Chandler, known in the Far East as Chandu the Magician, has learned that the sinister Roxor believes Chandler's occult powers are due to a talisman, the great emerald given him by his teacher, the Yogi. Knowing of Roxor's obsession with sorcery, Chandler tricks him by giving him a replica of the emerald, bought for a few rupees in a Calcutta bazaar. Later, at the hotel, Dorothy examines the wound in Chandler's throat inflicted by Robert Regent after he had allowed himself to come under the hypnotic influence of the uncanny Dr. Shaw. The wound has taken the form of a cobra's head, and about Chandler's throat is a curious mark, like the outline of a serpent. It is morning now. In the sitting room of the hotel suite, Dorothy hurries to answer a knock at the door. Chandu, the magician.
Oh, come in, Dr. Dahl.
Good morning, Mrs. Regent. I am surprised that your husband is not greatly improved.
Oh, he's much better. I called you about my brother.
Mr. Chandler?
Yes. I would have called you hours ago, but he wouldn't hear of it. I thought if I confronted him with you, he couldn't refuse to let you look at his throat.
I see. Where is he?
In his room there. He was asleep when I looked in a few minutes ago. Oh, that mark on his throat looks dreadful.
Like the head of a cobra?
Why, yes. I thought you recognized that knife when you saw it in my husband's room last night.
Yes. Those knives have been used very often here recently.
By the Dakukapai?
You know of the Brothers of Jeopardy? Oh.
They almost killed me in Siam not long ago.
Oh, no.
How could a knife make a mark like that?
Mrs. Regent, the forces of evil take many forms. In this case, you would be wise not to try to understand.
You mean it's something like black magic?
I beg you to... do not question me. For your own sake.
Oh, never mind about me. Can you do anything for Frank?
Mrs. Regent, I knew your brother long ago when he arrived in India for the first time.
Yes, he told me that when he asked me to call you for my husband.
I am sure he has the power to turn this evil from him. If he will.
But he won't do anything about it. He insists it's nothing. Wait until you see his throat. It's the most frightening looking... Frank, are you awake?
Come in, Dot.
I asked Dr. Dahl to come and see you.
Good morning, Mr. Chandler. This is a great pleasure.
Well, very glad to see you. Not as a doctor, as an old friend.
Sit down there by the bed, Dr. Dahl. I'll tuck up the netting so you could... Frank! That mark's worse than it was an hour ago.
Nonsense, Dot.
You're going to let the doctor look at it.
Mr. Chandler, this has gone much too far. Do you know who could be trying to kill you by this means?
Yes, a man named Shaw, but I...
Dr. Ian Shaw.
Oh, for goodness sake, do something.
You're making it worse by your fear that...
If Dr. Shaw himself is your enemy, you may be beyond help.
Oh, don't tell him that. Frank, can't I help you? What can I do?
Don't be afraid. Evil has no power. No power except what is given to it. I give it none. Dr. Shaw is powerless to harm me or any of us. You see, Dot? It's all right.
Frank, are you sure?
Quite sure.
I ask your pardon, Mr. Chandler. If you had died, the blame would be mine.
Not at all. If I'd realized sooner what Shaw was up to, it needn't have happened.
For Pete's sake, what's going on? Oh, good morning, Dr. Dahl.
Is Uncle Frank sick?
No, Betty, this is just a social call.
At 7 o'clock in the morning?
Your uncle and I are very old friends, Miss Betty.
Uncle Frank, are you really okay?
Certainly.
Well, I thought maybe that cut... Hey, the mark's gone.
What?
You can't even see it.
No, I told you last night it was nothing.
Mr. Chandler, if this influence is to continue here, we shall need your help.
Oh, he won't be here, Dr. Dahl. We're going home to California.
Oh, I regret that very much.
I suppose this is as good a time as any to tell you, Dot. I'm not going with you.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
He doesn't mean it. Do you, Uncle Frank?
Yes, I'll have to stay in India for a while.
Oh, Frank...
We were going to pick up Najee in Cairo and take her home with us. She won't care about going if you are not there, Uncle Frank.
We can decide that later, Betty. Let's go down and have breakfast as soon as Uncle Frank's ready. Won't you join us, Dr. Dahl?
I am sorry, Mrs. Regent. When I have spoken for a time with your brother, I must go.
Well, we can have something set up here if you like, Dr. Dahl.
I'll see about it, Frank. I was going to have a tray sent up for Robert anyway. Come along, children. Goodbye, Dr. Dahl.
Bye, Doctor.
Glad to have met you.
I regret that we could not have met under happier circumstances.
He's a funny guy. You know that?
There's something about him. I almost think...
What, Mother?
Oh, nothing. Uncle Frank seems to trust him, so I suppose he must be all right.
You're surprised to see me, Chandler.
I wasn't expecting you quite so soon. Come in.
Where is Regent?
Out at the moment. Will you sit down?
Yes, I have plenty of time now.
More than he has, I'm sure. He went with the family to do some last-minute shopping. They're leaving in about an hour.
Leaving?
Yes, they're going back to California.
His wife and children may return to America. Regent will stay here.
Tell me, did you actually come here expecting to take my brother-in-law with you?
When you have told me what I wish to know, Regent will go with me of his own accord.
Oh. Even though you have the emerald, you still don't know how to make use of it.
But you will tell me. You might have used this sorcery of yours to gain power for yourself. I have seen for myself the incredible things you do. Now the power is mine.
Or it will be as soon as I've given you a few... mystical phrases to repeat.
So, you admit it. When you gave me the emerald, you lost the power it conferred.
Roxor, hasn't it occurred to you that there's a reason why you failed?
Fail?
You've had this mania.
Mania? You say I'm a madman?
This mania for making use of sorcery. You accepted the help of Dimitri because he told you he could command all the black forces of evil in the universe.
But he lied to me.
Next, somehow you met Dr. Shaw. Does it mean nothing to you that he transforms men and women into mindless creatures lower than animals?
Ah, Dr. Shaw, he is more interested in his infernal experiments than in my plan.
Oh, then you're through with him, too.
This morning I handed him over to the police. They were very pleased to have him in custody.
On what charge?
They are alarmed at the growing strength of the Dakuka Fai. They believe that with Shaw in their hands, the Daku Kafai will become impotent.
But of course you have someone else in mind to give them orders now. Someone like Robert Regan.
And you cannot prevent it. When you exchanged the emerald for the life of Regan's son, you gave me all the power I need. This is a moment I have long awaited.
You don't know how true that is.
And what do you mean?
I mean I'm going to give you a demonstration of what you called sorcery.
Good, good.
Which is nothing of the sort. And this is something you'll never forget.
I am waiting.
It might have happened to Napoleon. Unfortunately, it didn't. It might have happened to Hitler. Perhaps it did.
Do not compare me with those dolls.
Yes. They too had your dream of ruling the world. Listen.
That's how.
Yes. You've heard it before. Ruxor, far out in the Atlantic Ocean, is a small island. Uninhabited now, except for the voices of forgotten men. Whispering in the ruins of a forgotten world.
What are you saying?
You're going there. Before you're picked up by some ship off its course, you'll know what it means to rule the world. For you, that island will be the world.
Stop, Chandler! Stop, I say!
Too late. Roxor, as you listen to my words, you are even now on the island of the dead.
Frank, won't you change your mind? You might still be able to get a ticket.
I'm sorry, I can't, Dot. I'm going up to see the Yogi before I come to America.
Well, give your love to Najee, Uncle Frank. Maybe she'll be with us when you get home.
I hope so.
Dad looks worried, as if he thought we'd missed the plane. Maybe we'd better get aboard.
I think you can.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Dorothy.
Bye.
On this final episode of this current series of Chandu the Magician, may I remind you to send for the magic trick that changes pennies into dimes. Yes, if you hurry, you can still get Chandu's Assyrian money changer for just 25 cents, just a quarter, and a White King granulated soap box top, or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers mailed to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Listen. You lay a penny on a table in plain sight. Cover the penny with the mystic ruby block, the money-changing block. So coot, you say. Then take away the block. The penny has disappeared, and you see a bright silver dime instead. This is your final reminder. Send for your Assyrian money changer right away, tonight. Mail a quarter and a White King soap box top, or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers to Chandu, Chandu, Los Angeles 21. You'll get your money changer by return mail, postpaid. And now, attention, time change. Beginning Thursday, February 3rd, you will hear Chandu the Magician at night. In a new series of dramatic half hours, Chandler, Dorothy, Betty, Bob, all as you know them now, against a colorful background of mystery, romance, intrigue, fabulous India, timeless Egypt. Remember, beginning February 3rd, 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Please remember, the makers of White King Soap invite you to listen next Thursday night, February 3rd, at 9 o'clock Mountain Standard Time for the new dramatic half-hour program of Chandu, the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.